In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby.
It's time to talk movies. Pass the Popcorn, brought to you every week by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family. Alan Adams joining us this afternoon through the magic of telecommunications. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm missing you. It's strange not to have you here with us in studio.
Yeah, I know. Just some quirks of scheduling meant that I wasn't able to get out there to the beautiful Broadway studio. So I'm actually talking to you from my office today.
Oh, well, it feels very official then with you right there. How was your weekend?
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, no, it was a good one. We got out a little bit, got our Christmas tree, and so it's our Christmas tree is up, although it has yet to be decorated. You know, got out, saw a couple of holiday shows. We'll discuss the reviews of those come on Wednesday. And along the way, I went to see a movie or two.
Nice, nice. Hey, I also want to mention, while we have a chance, the focus group will be part of a big old holiday show coming up this Friday night.
Yeah, we've been asked to do a guest spot on the Her Majesty's Cabaret Holiday Spectacular. That's taking place on December 13th. Show starts at around 8 o'clock at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We're in the ballroom. Although I got to tell you, word on the street is it's sold out. But there might be a ticket or two floating around in there. So I would reach out and take a swing, because I'll be honest, this is not a show you want to miss. Not only are we going to be there and the folks from Her Majesty's Cabaret doing what they do, but a really wonderful collection of sort of eclectic talents from around the area. The band When Particles Collide will be playing a set, the local choir Debussy, and I'm very excited about this. The folks from Robinson Ballet are going to be doing a drastically condensed version of the Nutcracker, which I'm very excited to see.
Well, that's going to be fun. All right, coming up this Friday down at the Bangor Arts Exchange. Well, let's talk movies. You saw a couple of this weekend. Where would you like to begin?
Well, do you want to talk about the one where you got to go outside to see it, or do you want to talk about the one that you view from the comfort of your very own couch?
Oh, well, let's go outside first.
Okay. So I went to see the movie Dark Waters. And I don't know how familiar you are with this one. It stars Mark Ruffalo. It's directed by Todd Haynes. And it's this really incredible sort of ripped from the headlines, real life sort of legal thriller.
Oh yeah, and our friend, friend of the show, Will Jackson Harper of The Good Place, is in it, right?
Yes, yes, he is. He's very good, actually. But it's one of these movies. Now, people throw around the term "difficult to watch" with regards to movies a lot, and when they say that, they're usually talking about like the sort of graphic nature of the content, whether it's like violence or language or what have you. But then you get a movie that's difficult to watch because it forces you to really sort of confront or remember an unpleasant truth. And this movie kind of falls into that latter category. It's adapted from a magazine article from the New York Times magazine back in 2016 by a gentleman by the name of Nathaniel Rich, and it's titled "The Lawyer Who Became DuPont's Worst Nightmare." This movie is the real life story of an attorney who basically devoted literal decades of his life trying to right the wrongs committed by the corporate malfeasance of the folks at the DuPont Chemical Company. It's a story that those of us of a certain age probably have at least some inkling about, because it's where the dangers of Teflon were first revealed to the American public. That revelation sprung directly from this investigation led by this guy by the name of Robert Ballot. It was the late 1990s. Ballot, played by Mark Ruffalo, is an attorney. He's working at this big deal law firm in Cincinnati, and his primary job is providing legal assistance to corporate clients. So basically, defending corporations, and it's a gig that's very lucrative for everybody. He's very much sort of looked upon with great favor by folks like the firm's sort of leader, this guy Tom Terp, played by Tim Robbins, who's actually very good in this as well. And you know, he makes a very good living. His wife Sarah, played by Anne Hathaway, is also a lawyer, but she's chosen to give up her career to become a stay-at-home mom for their child. He's very content with the way that his world is operating until it's completely upended when this farmer, a guy by the name of Wilbur Tennant, played by the always excellent Bill Camp, like he's a very underrated sort of character actor. This guy Wilbur Tennant shows up at Bullock's office with this box of videotapes and this story about how DuPont is putting something into the ground that's drastically impacting the health of his livestock. And, you know, initially Bellot's kind of trying to brush him off, but it turns out that this guy Wilbur knows Bellot's grandmother. Because he's from this town, Parkersburg, West Virginia, which is the headquarters of a really gigantic DuPont chemical factory, and it's also where Robert Bellot's grandmother lives. So he's very familiar with the town. And so as a favor, he kind of starts to look into it. And it turns out that the crazy-sounding story doesn't even tell the half of it. And before long, he's just up to his elbows in all these sort of documents that going back decades, all of it trying to prove negligence with regards to how DuPont handles these chemicals that aren't even on the Environmental Protection Agency's watch list. They're not even regulated by the EPA. But that doesn't mean they're not dangerous. And so that basically leads to him spending, again, I can't, literal decades working on this case against the powers that be at DuPont, you know, being opposed at every turn by, you know, the sorts of corporate folks who, you know, view the maximization of profit above all else, including any sort of collateral human damage that comes along the way. And so he's basically spending his life devoted to this case, to the suffering of his family, his job, his life, his everything. Yet through it all, he just steadfastly refuses to give in and keeps trying to fight the good fight.
Very interesting.
It's funny because it's one of those things where, again, like I knew sort of the Teflon thing. It happened when I was a kid, like those sorts of that information coming out. But I'll tell you what, man, you watch this movie and the first thing you will want to do when you go home is remove anything even remotely resembling nonstick from your kitchen. Like it's that kind of movie.
Wow.
It really sort of, it just sort of reminds you of the dangers that are out there, both in terms of our environment and in terms of the people who don't care to be responsible stewards of that environment.
All right. Excellent. That's the story on Dark Waters. And then the one you can watch from the comfort of your couch, although from what I'm hearing, maybe not a comfortable movie to watch.
Yeah, man. Marriage Story. And it's the latest from writer-director Noah Baumbach, who has a reputation for making these sorts of relationship-driven films, specifically the deterioration of relationships. That's a fairly popular subject for him, and this is no exception. It's basically the story of the ending of a marriage. And I got to tell you, Rich, I can't imagine there being a better performance by two leads in a movie this year than what we get from Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson in this movie. They are just phenomenal. It is a phenomenal performance. And again, like I'm on record as saying that Adam Driver is building a case to be, if not the best, one of the best actors of his generation. And I tell you what, man, like he's never been better than you see him in this movie. It's unbelievable the performance he gives. And Scarlett Johansson, who, you know, I can take or leave. Like sometimes I feel like she falls a little bit short, but she's right there with him step for step in this movie. And the two of them together are just dynamite. Like it's just an incredibly visceral and painful movie to watch. I mean, I could go through the synopsis, but the basic deal is it's the dissolution of a marriage. Driver plays Charlie, Scarlett plays Nicole. They're a married couple living in New York City. They've got a young son, He's an acclaimed director of avant-garde theater. Maybe the most unbelievable part of this entire film is the fact that he apparently makes a very comfortable living making avant-garde theater in New York City. And she is an actress who basically walked away from a burgeoning film career to join him to help him sort of mount the plays that he's putting together. They've got a theater company, and they're basically making the art that they want to make. But they're struggling. Their relationship has been struggling for a long time. They attempt to go through a mediator to try to resolve their differences. And when she receives an opportunity to film a pilot, she decides that she's going to go to Los Angeles. She'll take Henry, their son, and they'll go from there. What happens is, in her absence, when she's removed from the situation, she begins to understand that there's really no way to rectify circumstances as they stand, and so decides to pull the trigger and initiate divorce proceedings. She gets a lawyer, played by an excellent Laura Dern. Like, Laura Dern is so good in this movie. Forcing Charlie's hand, he goes through a couple lawyers. He winds up speaking to this guy, Bert, a very amiable fellow, played by Alan Alda, before going with a more cutthroat lawyer named Jay Marotta, played by Ray Liotta. And so it's basically, we watch as their relationship deteriorates in the courtroom and outside of the courtroom. They do their best, and it's actually really well handled the way they deal with the dynamic with their son. But when it's just the two of them, you can just see how it's sort of bubbling with this toxicity that just threatens to, you know, overflow at any given moment. There's a lot of anger and hurt, and it just permeates every frame of the movie in a way that, you know, might cause you to do a little inward looking, and if you're not prepared for the answers you might come up with when you're asking yourself those questions, this might not be the movie for you, because it's very harsh and very visceral, and it is as impactful a divorce movie since. I mean, the obvious comparison is something like Kramer versus Kramer.
And right, right.
I think this belongs in that conversation. Like, it's that good.
Now, did you watch it with Sheridan, or you watch alone first and then go, okay, I think we can watch this together?
We did watch it together, and it was and it was actually okay. It was one of those things where we are lucky enough that we were able to sort of take the questions raised by this movie and ask them of ourselves and be fairly happy with the answers, and that's just an indicator of how lucky we are.
Well, yeah.
But it's again just such a good, it's a well crafted movie. Baumbach's dialogue is so dense and fraught with emotion. It's just so charged, and when you have two really talented actors delivering that dialogue, like, it really cooks. And then you bring in like Laura Dern off the bench throwing 100. In every scene she's in, and then Ray Liotta and Alan Alda are great, and then you've got some smaller parts filled by, like, you know, great actors like Julie Haggerty's in this movie. She plays Nicole's mom. Wallace Shawn is phenomenal. He's a member of the theater company, and he has a couple of great scenes. But yeah, it's just this wonderful ensemble, all of it in support of, yeah, two of the best performances of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, speaking of Wallace Shawn, I don't know if you saw the post on social media from our friend Eric Gratton. He was posting him working with Wallace Shawn in an episode of the new season of Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, I did see that. Like, that's you posted the picture, and it's just like, oh yeah, no, you're definitely on a set right now with Vizzini himself. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Alan, we appreciate it as always. Good talking movies with you, and we'll hope to see you right here in person come Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be in there, and we'll make some stuff happen, man.
Excellent. Thanks, Al.
My pleasure.
Alan Adams of The Main Edge, talking movies past the popcorn, brought to you every single Monday by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family.